Michelle Rumschlag in Hancock Park Districts. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy to see the snow.
Well, yeah, you can go sledding.
Not yet. Sledding, yes. No skiing yet.
No skiing. How much?
We need more. You can still see the grass.
All right.
So we definitely, a good 4, 5, 6 inches,
not good.
I don't know. I mean, it's going to stay cold. It's going to get really cold this weekend.
Yeah. So, maybe some more Friday.
So we just got to build on it. So, you know, we're still, you know, it's weekends through the end of February. So we still have a little bit of time to hopefully get some snow accumulation. If it's going to be cold, why not have it be pretty out with the white snow, right?
Why not? Now, yesterday, I was looking outside and we have like this window and there were, I don't know, 25 geese flying north in the V. I'm like, you're going the wrong way. It's cold.
What's going on? Some of them do stay around. So even like the Canada geese and mallards, and so some of them, you know, it's just trying to find that open water. And even gray blue herons. I saw somebody post something. I've seen them on the Blanchard. I've seen them stand on the ice with the open hole. But they will go into fields and eat rodents and stuff. So if it is iced over, you know, it's finding that food source. So that's why things do migrate. It's not the cold. It's finding the food. Yes.
So that's why they hang out at landfills probably. Down in Florida, you ever see that? I almost said buzzards.
Turkey vultures.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, because they're eating the dead stuff and everything would be frozen and covered in snow. So we got a few months before we start seeing those again.
All right. Michelle Rumschlag in Hancock Park District. What's going on in January?
Well, talking about outside and birds that are staying around, we've got our monthly open house at the Discovery Center coming up on Sunday, January 19th. And it's titled Birds of the Feeder. So some of you might, you know, feed birds year-round, which is great. We do at the Discovery Center kind of November through April. So during that kind of off-season where maybe they can't find, you know, all the food that they need, we're supplementing that. So this is learning about, you know, what birds are still in the area. You know, what kind of feeders you can set up, you know, are you trying to track certain birds? Because you need to have certain types of, not only feeders, but certain types of seed to attract that. So this is for all ages. It's 1 to 4, you know, tear yourself away from the football and come on.
Oh, yeah, a lot of football.
Birds on Sunday. Again, Birds of the Feeder open house out at Oakwoods Nature Preserve from 1 until 4.
Have you seen these bird feeders with the cameras on them?
Then you can watch the interaction, which is neat. I mean, we do Project Feeder Watch out at the park, so we're watching birds every couple weeks. We stay inside, so it's a little warm when we do it. It's not the same thing with the camera. But it's just neat to watch them and get up close and just watch them do their bird thing. Yes.
Very good. What else you got?
Well, for those that want to head out to the McInnes House, our monthly open house is on Sunday, January 26th. And this, of course, is out at Litzenberg Memorial Woods, and it's baking bread. So, yes, there will be samples to try. We'll have bread ready for you. We'll be baking bread there in the kitchen in the cook stove. So, obviously, that would have been an important staple for them. They would have dedicated a day a week to all of their, you know, they're not going to the store like we do. You know, you can go to Wim and go pick up a loaf of bread. They would have done all their baking once a week. And this time of year, obviously, having that cook stove going is also providing the heat source for them. So, again, 1 to 4 out the McKinnon House to stop on by. And then talking about, you know, how they would have done that. They wouldn't have had yeast like we do today. They would have had a different kind of starter that they would have had going. Because, again, they would have been, I mean, this would have been a weekly thing for them to
bake bread.
If you want to come out and have some fresh baked bread, again, Sunday, February 26th, out at the McInnes House.
Very good. Michelle in from the Hancock Bear District. Many things going on, and we have animals around the clock on the 27th. That's the way it looks.
Yeah, so this is on Monday, January 27th, and so this is talking about how animals obviously have different sleep cycles. We all have pets at home, and they sleep like all the time. They're rarely awake. And so some, you know, sleep more than others, and it's talking about that. So this is for families with children ages 6 and up. So it's free. You don't need to register. It starts at 6 o'clock inside of the Discovery Center. And so, yeah, just talking about those, obviously we know about nocturnal animals that are awake in the night. Diurnal is what we are, most of us that are awake during the day, you know. And then there's some of those animals that like to be up during dawn and dusk. And so just about some of those different sleep cycles and different things with animals around the world, but highlighting some of those that live around here.
Never heard that. Diurnal.
Diurnal. Okay. We never think about it. It's always, most kids know nocturnal, but yeah, diurnal is what we are. Daytime.
Okay.
Awake. See, learn something every day.
Right. Michelle Rumslogan from the Hancock Park District, hancockparks.com. Check it all out. So
yes, for all of January and February programs,
very
go to
good.
The website.
And thanks, snow. And go cross-country skiing. Very good. All right. Coming up, birthdays, anniversaries, if you have any. Let us know. Birthdays at WKXA.com. In celebrity birthdays today, the soundtrack king is 77 today. We'll tell you who that is about 8:50 this morning.
Rex Howard in the morning. 100.5 WKXA.